blessings inherit blessings. This was inspired by the scripture that the Lord gave us. We were reading it, 1 Peter 3 and 8. It was actually verse 9, but we're going to read from 8 to 12. If we bless others, we can expect to get blessings. We can be a blessing to someone else. When we live for God, then we want to share that goodness that God gives us. God gives us goodness, and we want to share it with others. Somebody get 1 Peter 3 and 8.
1 Peter 3 and 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or wailing for wailing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing.
We're going to read on down, but I want to stop there just a minute. Notice that he's saying, don't render evil for evil. If somebody does something terrible to you, talks to you a certain way that's not right, or treats you the wrong way, don't give them that back. But it says contrariwise blessings. We're going to give out blessings. Instead of fighting back, instead of retaliating, we're going to give blessings to them. And it said, knowing that ye are, read that part, 9, verse 9.
Knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing.
This is what we're called for. If we live for God, we will have the ability to pass out blessings no matter what people do or say. And we are called to do that. And we're not only called to do that, but we're going to receive a blessing back. So we want to look at how we can spread blessings to other people and knowing that we're going to get it back. Now, I don't think the Lord wants us to walk around saying, oh, I'm going to do this for this person because it's coming. I'm going to get it back. I don't think he wants us to think in that term. I think he wants us to have a heart to give, a heart to pass out blessings. And then with that heart, we're going to receive blessings back. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 9. You know, the Lord loves us, and he wants to bless us. When we receive blessing, that means we're receiving good things. So God wants to do this for us. But he also wants us to do good things for others. When we're passing out blessings, we are actually doing good to others. And when we do this, God has something coming back to us. But we have a responsibility. We must obey God in order to be able, even to be able to do this. If we're not living for God, we can't do it. It takes God in us to help us to give blessings to people, especially when they haven't done good to us. It's easy to do good to people that do good to you. They speak nice to me, I'll speak nice back. It's easy to do that. But when it takes God in us for us to be able, they speak bad to me, I'm not speaking bad back. I'm going to speak kind words and nice to them.
Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 9. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, and he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
Look at all of these blessings we will have if we will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. The Lord is the one that tells us to be a blessing to somebody else. Don't retaliate. He tells us that. And if we obey him and we do things in life like he tells us to do, he's going to pour blessings on us. It says, blessings shall come and overtake you. And it says, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. The Lord, even we can trust the Lord with our bodies because he is blessing us because we are doing his will. We're doing what he says. He tells us to not retaliate. He tells us to do good and pour out blessings. And those blessings are just going to come on us. And it says your storehouse, it's just so many blessings. So I know, you know, this. I hope you can be encouraged to do the things that the Lord says do. And when you do it, he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you physically. He's going to bless you mentally. He's going to bless you spiritually. He's going to bless your life. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians 9:6. The more we bless others, the more blessings we're going to get back.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap also bountifully.
Okay. In other words, you just barely want to do something for somebody. Just barely. I don't like them so well, so I'm not going to do much of nothing for them. We're going to reap sparingly. But if you just pour out love, you know, when you think about how am I blessing other people, we got to show them love, we show them kindness, we show them mercy. All of this is blessing somebody. And when we do it bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully. If we just, you know, you ever heard of a stingy person? They don't hardly get anything. They don't give nothing. They don't hardly get anything. But if you have somebody that's willing to give, they always have. You know, somebody says something about people that have a lot of children. You go, if you want a meal, you go to that table there because they're usually more willing and free to give. And as they give, God just gives them more to give. And the same with us. So we want to be free. And just every chance we get, we want to do something to be a blessing to somebody. You know, we may not have much money or resources, but such as we have, we can do. Do you remember in the scripture, this man, he was begging alms, and Peter and John said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Rise and walk." Yes. You know, I may not have a lot of things to give somebody. I can give them a smile, can I? I can give them a pleasant word. Maybe they might be feeling down and depressed, and I can have something to encourage them and lift them up. These are blessings. These are ways we can bless other people. Proverbs 11:25-26. I know the other day somebody did something. They decided they wanted to give an offering to someone. And I think the very day the Lord gave them, worked it out for them to get some money. Now, I'm not talking about money. This is not about money, but I'm just showing you how, and it was seven times what they gave. God is good. The little bit I can do, maybe you got two coats and one person don't have one. You can give them one of those coats. You don't have to just keep everything for yourself. Share. Let's share. Maybe we have, I have a neighbor. My mother used to do this. At Christmas time, she would bake up these cookies and go give them to the neighbors. That was just the way my mother was. And so we can do things to give and to help and to bless someone else. Did anybody get Proverbs 11:25?
The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
Notice that? The liberal soul, the one that's giving, the one that's doing. Maybe you can go and help a baby person is an elderly person and they can't do a lot. Maybe you could go and help them. Go give them a plate of food or go help make a bed. It's so much we can do to bless other people. But we want to be liberal. We want to have that desire. You know, God doesn't really get any good out of us doing things because we have to do it. You know, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. He doesn't get any pleasure out of that. But if we do it because we want to do it and we enjoy doing it, he gets pleasure out of it, and he's going to bless us as well. Now, did you finish it?
Was that just one verse?
25 and 26.
Oh, I didn't read 26. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it.
Yeah, so in other words, the one that withholds, he's keeping to himself, but the one that gives, God is going to bless him too. Let's go to Proverbs 22:9.
He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor.
Yes. You remember in the scripture, Jesus was talking about the man whose friend came at night and he asked him for bread and he didn't really want to do it, but he kept asking and he did it. But you know, if that friend comes and needs and we're willing to give, God is pleased with them. So we want to be encouraged to help, to give, to bless others. Matthew 5:43-45. But all the people that we deal with is not going to be nice. So we need to be willing to do something nice for those that are not nice.
Matthew 5 and 43.
Yeah.
You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Children, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun, his sun, to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
So we want to be like the Lord. He doesn't really make a difference. All of us get up and can take advantage of the same sun, the same rain, the same things. All of us, whether we're good or bad. He just spreads his love and his care upon humanity. And there are some people that don't like, they will use God's name in vain. If they get mad, they'll use a curse word and use God's name. Do you know he's still giving sun and food and rain to those people? If God can do that, and we're his children, we can do that too. But we need to be saved. If we're not saved, we're not going to be able to do that. So we need to give our heart to the Lord so that we can be a blessing to someone else. Acts 10, 36, 38.
Rick, did you find that?
Yes. Acts 10 is after, I believe, Mark.
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Is that it?
Yep. Yeah.
Of that word I say, ye know, which was published through out of Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on the tree.
You notice what Jesus did? He set this pattern for us. He set this example. He went about doing good. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He healed the lame and the blind. And he fed the thousands. You know, in one scripture, I think it was 3,000, in another was 5,000. He went about doing good. As when we read in the scripture, we see over and over all the good things that Jesus was doing. He was very busy doing good to others. And we need to be too. We don't need to be just sitting, just taking it easy, taking care of me and mine. But we need to reach out to others and show the love of God. Sometimes you might say, well, how do I do all of this? You know, God will put it in our heart and he will show us ways that we can help somebody and do something. Maybe you can do some things that I cannot do. You know, for instance, you might could write a letter, right? I have tremors, so if I'm gonna write a letter, I gotta type it. But you could write letters. You could send cards to people. Let's be busy doing something for someone else. Romans 12, and let's read 19 to 20. And if you want to help me, we kind of move this along, and somebody get Proverbs 25 and 21. In these scriptures, we're going to see how to help, how to deal with the people that's not so nice. Our enemies. We might say, this is my enemy. I'll help my friend, but I'm not doing nothing for those people.
Romans 12 and
19 and 20.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Can you imagine, just think with me for a minute, what kind of effect this would have? You have an enemy. They don't like you. They, you know, look down on you for whatever reason. And you, then you see them, they're hungry, or they need something, and you give it to them. How do you think that's going to affect them? I believe it will help break down that wall that they put between you and them. Because it says it heaps coals of fire upon their head. It make them shame, right? So we don't want to get caught up in what somebody did to me I don't like. We don't want to allow those things to have effect on us to where we retaliate. But it says, do not be overcome of evil. If somebody do you wrong, don't let it get you down. Don't sit and muse on it. Don't hold it. Do not hold it. Get rid of it. We had a discussion once of forgiving. I think it was in Guthrie. And I said, anyway, I try to just get rid of things real fast. I don't like to hold anybody. And if somebody hurts my feelings, I have feelings. Instead of me sitting and musing on it and just feeling bad about it, I just get rid of it fast as I can. And if it keeps coming back to your mind sometimes, so-and-so said this, or so-and-so did this, it'll come to your mind what they did. I don't like to muse on it, so I've had to ask the Lord, rebuke this, or tell, I don't even want to think about it. I want to keep that, you know, give that to the Lord. So it says, don't be overcome of evil. See, when you allow things to bother you, what people say and what they do, you can become, it can overcome you. And we don't want to do that. So we want to I was telling somebody on the phone, they were telling me a lot of different stuff they were bothered about. I said, you know what I think you need to do? You need to take all of that stuff, put it in a bag, so to speak, and give it to the Lord and leave it there. They had this thing, that thing, what somebody, whatever, and the other one. They had several people they were disgruntled at. But the best thing to do is to take all of that and put it in a bag and give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, you see all of these things. You see this one, you see that one, you see the other one. What they did, what they didn't do, Lord, I'm giving it to you. Help me not to take it back. Because it's easy to give it to them and turn around and take it right back. But it's not going to do you any good to do that. You have to give it, take it, give it to him, and leave it there. What's that? That song says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. That's what we need to do when people mistreat us. So we don't want to be overcome of evil, but we want to overcome evil with good. Proverbs 25 and 21. Practice says the same thing. And I was amazed when I found this in the Old Testament. Jesus said, it has been said, what? Hate your enemies and love your whoever hates your enemies, or an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say, so Jesus came that we can live better than that, retaliating and fighting back and arguing back and all of that. He came that we could live better than that. We don't have to do it. So now, since Jesus came, we have him in us to help us to not do it. But it's also in the Old Testament. Did you get it? 25 and 21?
Yes. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink.
So the same thing. The principle comes from God. So we know that it's the way God wants us to live and the way he wants us to carry ourselves. Hebrews 13, we'll just read 13 to 16.
Let us go forth therefore unto him without the countenance, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate. Forget not, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased.
Yes. So that's what he wants us to do. Do good and communicate. God is well pleased. This is what he expects out of his people. I was thinking last week we talked about Joseph and how Joseph had such a wonderful attitude toward what had happened to him. He didn't retaliate. He had an opportunity. He could have gotten revenge. Now that after his brothers hated him and they sold him into Egypt, and he had many different, different problems. And it took him 13 years before he actually came out of all those adversities. He started at 17 years old when they sold him into Egypt. And he was 30 years old when he was, made second in command. So all of those years, but he was a goodly person. In spite of what was happening to him, he didn't walk around with bitterness and anger and a bad attitude. So I just want us to look at a few of the scriptures because it's just too many. How Joseph was a good person. He did good in spite of what was happening to him. So let's go to Genesis 39 and read 1-6. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. See, his brothers had sold him, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he dead to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. Look at this. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put in his hand. This would not happen if he wasn't a good person. He was a good person. He had a good attitude. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all the land, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph. Notice that God was blessing him in spite of his adverse situation. Here he was, a 17-year-old, away from his family, in a strange land, a strange household. He could have walked around moping with the attitude of, why did my brothers do this to me? I don't even see my little brother. I don't see my father. But he didn't. And so he was a blessing. God blessed him. And so, it said, and I'm going to stop there. So you see how God blessed him. Also, he ended up having to go to prison because the Potiphar's wife was trying to tempt him to do wrong. He refused to do wrong, so much so that she grabs hold of his cloak or whatever, and he just left it with her. I am not doing wrong. He was determined to do the right thing. And yet she made a big lie, like he was the one that was wrong, had him put in prison. But when we go down to the same chapter in the 39th and verse 20, he's in prison. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. So, in the 23rd verse, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. So he blessed him. But over time, God brought him out there, and he was given he was the next ruler under Pharaoh, and God blessed him. And I just want us to realize that if we can do the right thing, we go live like God wants us to live, we are going to be blessed as well as we bless others. And so I want to encourage each one of you to go out from here today doing good to others. No matter if they are doing things that you don't like, let's not retaliate. Let's not get back. Let's not take revenge. But put it in God's hand and do good, and he will bless you. Pray for me.